Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
We have two more days until we're free.
But as you were saying earlier.
Well, no, they don't know what I was saying earlier.
Well, off air. It's going quick.
Off air. It was like doom and gloom. And I'm like, what do you mean? We're doing this. Once we said the first 3 days were really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, we need to, like, because I was talking to my friend Pamela back home. And I said, once we set a schedule for each day, like, it just helps everything. I think it helps my anxiety, too. I'm like, okay, I know from 10 to 11, we're outside. 11 to 12 is lunch. 12:30, Jace goes down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's made the days go by a lot faster.
It has. What I'm realizing, oh, my tape job on my headphones is coming off. What is going on? What I'm realizing is, I'm like, why does this feel so different? Because we spent so much of last year, like, not leaving, not doing anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, last year we could still technically leave the house. Like, I still went to the grocery store.
And you went to Home Depot. I'm like, honey, is that essential?
Yes, going to Home 100% Depot? Is essential.
He's like, building this thing for the kids? Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, but I'm like, now these 2 weeks, we weren't allowed to go anywhere.
I mean, it's not a recommended, it's a, you are staying or you'll go to jail for
right
6 months.
It's like, if we want to run the risk, I'm dying.
Do you want to drink some water? Oh my God, you're so dumb.
Okay. Yeah, we run the risk of someone actually coming to the house and doing like a house call and checking if we're here.
Yeah. Oh, which, sorry, that just scared me. I'm like, I think they just showed up.
That was your wardrobe guy.
Yeah. So it's been that part was what was giving me anxiety. But at the same time, you know, there's people online that were like, stop complaining. Like, we're all in a pandemic right now. We all can't leave. And I'm like, that's technically not. I mean, in California, you can't really, but it's like, you're still go somewhere, right?
No one, here's the difference. No one's going to possibly show up at your door to make sure you're at home. You have the freedom to leave. Yeah. In theory, we could, but we run the risk of getting like a $750,000 fine or possible imprisonment. I really don't want to do that.
No. And we've already done it. Like, we're used to, I think what I said to someone, I was like, honestly, it's just about the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, but that too.
I know we talked about that last week, but I feel like wherever I am with y'all is home.
We do a good job at making that happen for ourselves and for the kids.
And I'm sorry to PETA.
Home is where the heart is.
But Wednesday, we're going to the zoo. I got us lined up to go to the Vancouver Zoo on Wednesday. Nice little tour. I'm like, well, you know what's so ironically sad about that?
What?
I just thought of it. This is terrible. We're free that day, but the animals are not free. You know how bad that is? We're like, we're basically the caged animals right now.
So what, you're saying when we go to the zoo and we're like, suck it, lion, we're free.
No, but I feel bad. Look at us, we're free. No, but I genuinely feel bad now. Now I get it. Like, we're zoo goers.
We are. We are zoo goers.
And now I'm, oh my God, they live that life every day. They can't roam free. They can't, I feel terrible.
Are you going to all of a sudden become a non-zoo goer?
PETA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
I feel terrible now.
After we go to Vancouver Zoo.
Yeah, after, because I need to get out.
Yeah. So we celebrated Valentine's Day in lockdown, quarantine,
mm-hmm.
and we made the most of it.
Last Valentine's Day, we were also, well, it was pretty much like, well, we weren't locked down yet because that was March, but we spent it at home. Remember, we made homemade pasta and we ended up having to. So last Valentine's Day, Mike was really wanting it to be special because we just kind of went through a little thing last January, mm-hmm. and he was putting so much pressure to make homemade pasta. And basically it ended up looking like yogurt.
Well, no, I second guessed myself because I was going by this recipe, and the recipe was like, oh, basically you don't have to boil the pasta before you put it in the pot with the sauce. I was like, what? That doesn't make freaking sense. But all right, like, who am I to say otherwise? And then it was just like doughy limp noodles.
No, it wasn't. It was one big ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like we were
the
having
noodles,
like...
The noodles went back to their home and just became one big ball of dough.
What were those things that my grandma used to make?
Dumplings?
Dumplings. It looked like one big dumpling.
Yeah. So we ended up ordering food for Valentine's Day?
No, we ended up making... Well, yeah. So, yeah, we ended up making... Or no, we ended up ordering from a place in Nashville. But this... So this Valentine's Day, I was like, babe, let's just get pre-made noodles. Let's get some pasta sauce.
You're lucky we're not home. I'll totally try to redo it and do it right this time.
But it was great. A little bath, a little...
Yeah, it was a good day.
I wonder, though, because a lot of people don't like to celebrate Valentine's Day because they call it like a Hallmark holiday.
It is. I mean...
Well, then what's Mother's Day?
A day to appreciate mothers.
Well, then what's Valentine's Day? A day to appreciate your loved
ones? A day for making money for all these companies?
Christmas. Remember we learned about Christmas, what Christmas was? When we were watching The Scrooge? And we looked up, when did Christmas actually start? And it was to make money for the companies. Remember when we looked that up? So it's like the same thing. I mean, it's all essentially the same.
Well, no, our question was, when did Christmas become commercialized?
Right, but it became commercialized because of the money and...
Right, but there's still, you know, the wise men brought gifts to
show...
Why
are men so against Valentine's Day? Like, you're fighting Valentine's
Day. Because here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's not really a...
If you say here's the deal twice, are you like more serious?
No, if I say it three times, I'm really serious. So here's the deal. It's... They don't put a name on it in terms of Mother's Day or Father's Day where it's one specific person, right? But the way society has been, it puts the pressure on the male to have a, you know, give a great gesture of love. And the women just naturally are the receivers of that. And it's like,
false.
Wait a second. You get your birthday. You get Mother's Day if you're a mother. We get Christmas, anniversaries. You're telling me that we have to take another day out of a month and say, hey, honey, here's all this stuff to show that I love you. Because
it doesn't have to be money. You could just write a nice handwritten card and say, I really value and love you, and you're my Valentine.
Mark?
Done.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I've never asked for any gift on Valentine's Day. The only reason why you got me last year was because you ruined Christmas and got me a bidet for Christmas.
Hey, some cultures, that's a win. Hey, Mark, can you back me up on this? Do you feel more pressure?
I was like a vacuum cleaner.
That's next for you. Do you feel more pressure as a male for Valentine's Day?
I do. First of all, I'm very much enjoying the show. I was muted, but I was laughing out loud, so I just wanted you guys to know that. I think that they're all Hallmark holidays. All holidays are made up, so I don't see why one is more than the other. So I don't know that I can go with you on that, Michael. No one really knows when Jesus was born. They just picked a day. But yes, there's a lot of pressure. And I have an issue because my wife's birthday is 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, and it's all right after Christmas. So it's like three in a row, bam, bam, bam. And so I got to plot it out. I got to start planning, and I got to, like, you know, I have a list in my notes section of my phone where I can, like, organize what goes to what birthday and what goes to Valentine's Day and what goes to Christmas. Otherwise, I'm going to be out of luck.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to being a woman. We have that. I have that, like, the whole year planned out. Like, Father's Day, this, that, his birthday. I mean, that's just what a woman does, and I'm proud of you that you even have that, because I have to be like, Mike, write it down. I would like a...
Look, the last time I did that, I got her a bidet, and she hated it.
Because I didn't ask for it.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. I literally said, we're going to go back to you, Mark, but I, no joke, we were at a friend's house, and I was like, ooh, this warm seat feels really nice.
You said, man,
I didn't
that
want
would be nice
it
to
as
have
my
one
main
day.
Gift for Christmas.
It's not your job to pick and choose. I'm the one giving
it. It was
gift.
Just the warmth of the seat. It wasn't that...
I don't even use the spritzer. I don't use the spritzer. I just like a heated seat. I like it. I like a good old heated seat. But I didn't want it for Christmas. And so the only
could
reason...
Could have saved a lot of money on that one, Mike.
I don't know, because then I ended up having to pay for it. I had to double down this last Christmas to make up for
it. Oh, it needed to be spectacular.
And I killed it, so it's okay.
No, but that's the thing. And this is what I told him, because we actually got into a huge fight about it. Because he's like... I was like, what you don't get and what you're missing is that it doesn't matter how much you spend. I mean, sure, diamonds are great. Every woman loves diamonds. I was like, it's the intent and the intention behind the gift. He got me this thing from probably Uncommon Goods. It probably was like maybe $100. And it was the most thoughtful gift I've ever gotten from him. It was a Chicago map where we met. It was like a little heart pin. And I, it was just like, wow.
Yeah,
that's
killed it.
So sweet. And I'm like, I love that more than the diamond this you gave to me that I wear once, you know? So it's truly for women, it's about the intention. And I think going back to Valentine's Day, it's just about appreciation and telling that person you appreciate them and that you love them. You don't have to do grand gestures, but sure, I'm so sorry that we get four things out of the year to show that it should be every day.
And you
that
just
you
included
should show.
Valentine's Day in that.
Of course
that
I
proves
did.
My point.
Well, but
the defense rests.
No. What I'm saying is, like, we should have every day you should show us that you appreciate and love us and write little sweet notes. But can you at least do four out of 365 or however many days there are in a year?
Well, we don't get extra credit when we do more than that.
Sure you do. We're a lot softer and nicer. What are you laughing at, Mark?
I'm just enjoying this.
This is, I mean...
Because you make really good points. You both make really good points.
All right, you know what, Mark? I'm going to put that to the test in the year 2021. Where Valentine's, or you know, we already did Valentine's, and I had no choice but to be just sentimental and cheap. But moving forward, Mother's Day, birthday, anniversary, and Christmas this year.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to be. I'm just saying, like...
I'm going to go super inexpensive and just sentimental. And guess what? One of those days is going to be a lottery pick where she's going to get the grand slam of no material gift. All she's going to get is eye contact, intentional words. I'm saying, honey,
not just
I
words,
love
write
and
down
appreciate
a card.
You so much. And that'll be your gift.
It's got to be written down.
No,
I'll write it down
thank
too.
Thank you. Like, you sound kind of like, words. You sound kind of arrogant right now. Like, you got to at least like I said, frame it, you know?
And I did that.
And it was amazing. It was my favorite gift. And I still have it.
But you
in
even just said, you said, how do I sound arrogant?
Well, you just sound kind of like. Like, we don't deserve to write something down and make a card.
I'm not saying that. That's part of it. I'm saying if you really think there's no materialism behind it. And
for Valentine's Day, no, I don't think so. For a birthday and for Christmas, yeah, I think, you know, something nice, you know, if that's what we agree on. If not, if we're like, hey, let's just do the deck next year, then we agree on it. But I'm not that girl to say I want a deck for Christmas. You know, like most couples say, like, it's our couch. I don't want a couch for Christmas. You know what I mean? I would like a nice pair of shoes. I don't want to be like, well, we spent a lot of money on the couch this year. When you buy yourself 10 guns, you know? Anyways, I rest my case. And now we're going to get comments of how materialistic and whatever we are.
No, I think you make a good point. I think it's a combination. It's got to be sentimental. But mm-hmm. gifts are nice. Everyone loves getting gifts. Valentine's Day, birthday, Mother's Day, the 4 days a year.
Right.
He's got to come strong. I agree. And I got it too. Guys have to step up. I think that's the message.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I have no issue with it. It's... I don't.
Sounds like you have an issue. Like, you get 4 days out of the year that
no,
we got to be.
Where
like,
I have the issue wow, is when at times women will say... Oh, it's not about this. It's not about that. I just want to know I'm appreciated.
For
I just
Valentine's
want to know,
Day, I don't
no,
want a gift.
No, no ever. Matter what it is. And, or even, we even said, who is it? Your brother. Your brother and his fiance. They even said, hey, don't get it. Don't, she even said, don't get me a gift. And he said, okay. And the day come, he didn't get her a gift. She said, and she got him one. She said, what the, where's my gift? He said, you told me not to get you a gift.
Well, that's different. I've never told you not to get me something.
I agree. I'm not saying you have. I'm just saying
women in general.
Yeah, that is a thing out there where if men, if you and I agreed, hey, let's not get any, you know, get each other anything for Christmas. As a guy, I'll be like, okay, we're not getting each other anything for Christmas. You, knowing you, you'd probably still get me something.
Of course I would, because I appreciate you. That's the thing. It's about appreciation and being like, I appreciate you, whether it's $500 or $5. But, it's showing appreciation.
But what if we agreed not to get each other?
I still think you still get something small. I'm sorry. I just think I think it's appreciation.
It's a trap.
And it is, totally. But a girl wants to feel validated and appreciated and loved. And God, we do so much. Like, we do. We do so much. And we get are 4 days. Some only get three if they're not a mom. You know?
Well,
anyway,
to each their own.
I would like to start throwing myself half birthdays now just to prove my point of appreciation.
That's
We're
going to
celebrate my half birthday.
Bring it. I'm ready.
All right, Mike. intro our amazing guest for today.
All right. Speaking of doing too much, this is a lady that knows how to do too much successfully. Miss Nicole Walters. She was a former employee for a Fortune 500 company, decided to leave that company and start, you know, her own business, and became the CEO and founder of her business, which is called Inherent Learning Company. In that she specializes in business development training, strategic coaching for emerging entrepreneurs and established business owners. So we're going to have her on and let her teach us all about that and pick her brain.
Yeah, they also have a show, her and her family. She's called She's the Boss on USA, right? And the girls that she has, they're actually adopted. So I'm excited to hear about that story. And then I also want to ask her too. She quit her job online, basically. I mean, in front of people.
Yeah, just so happened to be in front of 10,000 people or something.
I'm curious to ask her that. So we'll take one more break and then we'll get her on.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so sorry we made you wait.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I apologize.
Don't even. I'm the person who's like, please don't send me gifts because I'll never send you thank you notes. Let's just own who we are. It's a pandemic. It's fine.
You know what's so funny about let's just go right into it. Thank you cards. Oh. I'm terrible with thank you cards.
Yes.
Can I just text you?
Do we even send them anymore?
No, that's the thing. Like, if kids' birthday parties, I'm like, I don't have the time. I feel bad, but thanks for the unicorn for my daughter.
Right, exactly. I'm always like, why are you even putting me in this position? I need thank you cardless friendships. I need you to understand I don't want that pressure, you know, because it's the layers to a thank you card. It's I need stamps. I have to get to a post office. Who buys stamps? Like, what is that?
And here's the thing, too, with that is I'm like, when I get a thank you card, it doesn't do anything for me, you know? So I'm like, right. I personally am like, of course you're thankful that I, you know, like you don't need, I'm like, I'm always, and I say to my friends, like, you don't need to write a thank you card. Like, do not write a thank you card.
Yes, it's pressure.
Because I'm like, it's just wasteless. I'm like, I got to open it up.
I compare it to ringing the doorbell, right? I always make the joke, like, if you ring our doorbell, that means you don't belong here.
Yeah.
Like,
right, if you're our friend,
you walk in. You either know the door code or you just walk in. So if you send me a thank you card, we're not friends. You don't know
that's
us.
That's exactly right. It's like, honestly, whenever I get a card, I kind of Marie Kondo it. I'm like, I hold it to my heart and I'm like, okay, sentiment received. And then I throw it in the trash. Like, what am I supposed to do with this thing, you know?
I know we're getting super off topic, but it's kind of the same thing even. Like, I love doing the Christmas cards, but we don't have anywhere to put them. So I just feel bad, like, putting people in a drawer. Mm-hmm. Do you know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Like, their whole family in the drawer, every single piece of it.
Yeah, that's the one that even this past year, I was like, Jana, we need, like, one of those little decorative, like, trees to put it on. Because that's the one I do feel bad. Because I know we go and actually take these pictures and people put effort and pay money to have them professionally done, right? And so I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be thrown in a drawer. Like, we pay money and take
this. But if you think about it. Like, I have to buy furniture to display your photo at this point. Like, I mean, right. Don't put me in that position. You know what I mean? This is supposed to be a relationship of depth. Like, right. What are we doing? Send it virtually where I can then add it to a nice little folder. You know what I mean? Post it on my page. Let the world know how cute. And then we move on with our lives. Like, it's what it is. I get it. You guys get me.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for coming on our show. I already love you. You're a total boss. Can we just back up for a second, though? Because, I mean, we intro'd you in the very beginning, but you quit your job online?
I did, live in front of 10,000 people because, you know.
Were you just like, I'm done, drop the mic? Like, what did you, like, what was
no,
your...
No, it was classy. Like, I was raised right. Just like I don't show up at people's houses unannounced. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I was like raised right. No, it was a situation where I already had built a place for me to go. So, like, I was going to hire myself. Like, I knew that I had a thing for myself. Yeah, I had a plan. Right. So it was really just I called my boss and I said, hey, you know, this isn't an alignment. You know, people don't know this. It was right before a performance review. So like my annual performance review. And he was like, oh, I'm so excited to talk to you about all the cool new things for the upcoming year. And I was like, pump the brakes on that because I'm not going to be here. That was that.
I might have, if I was in your shoes, I'd have waited for the performance review just to get that validation, right? Because you know, you probably
stick it to him.
You know, you probably killed it. Like, Nicole, you are amazing. We see our future with you. Thank you so much. By the way, I'm out.
Right. Peace. Right, right, right. It's like, oh, well, it's really funny you say that because I'll be transitioning all my logins because, yeah, not going to be here.
So what made you want to do that in front of 10,000 people? Like, what was that?
Yeah, the incentive. So, yeah. I mean, like, obviously you've had the people who are like the flight attendants who, like, you know, dispatch the emergency thing and get it. Wasn't one of those. Mm-hmm. Like, what it was I'd been detailing my journey online already. So, like, people saw me building the business and getting clients, and like, I was already sharing that. And so, the truth was, I wasn't planning on sharing my quit day ever. Like, that was not a thing. But I told everyone, hey, I'm doing it today. I'll be back later to let you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, no. Keep us on the line. We've been following the journey. We want to watch it live. So, that's what happened. They ended up seeing the whole thing.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
It's crazy.
And now you have a show that's, when is it airing? It's on USA, right?
Yeah, it's on USA. It's airing February 25th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on USA Network.
Okay. And then you have three kids, and they're adopted. We read that, right?
Yes.
Did you try to have kids and you didn't, or was it just adoption? You always wanted to do that, and that was just your route?
So neither. So we had pretty much said to ourselves, we're not even going to try until I'm like 32, you know, let's hang out, let's be married, then, you know, get stuff done. Mm-hmm. And then we actually got our kids we were driving in Baltimore City, and we met a woman on the side of the street. Stop. And she was I'm so serious. Like, she's panhandling with her 3-year-old. And so we were talking to her, and she mentioned she had two more kids at home. So we were like, well, maybe we can help mentor, get you guys some groceries. And long story short, we found out she was going to jail a year after that. Wow. And or not a year, I'm sorry, a month after that. And we said, okay, well, what's the plan with the kids? And she said, I don't know. And we said, okay, well, we'll take them. So from the moment we saw her on the side of the street, 30 days later, we had the kids, and we still have them. And now I'm mom, not mentor.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So how old were the three kids when that happened?
So we had, it was a 3-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 14-year-old, all girls, sisters.
Oh my goodness. You're bananas. A saint.
Oh, no, I'm not. Absolutely. I actively try to keep them from licking outlets. You know, I criticize
even the 14-year-old all the time.
Even the 14-year-old, right? Literally, kids are trying to kill themselves constantly. And like, you know, I'm always criticizing their eyebrows because that's like a family value. So I'm very mediocre as a mom. I do the best I can.
Don't lie, eat right, and make sure your eyebrows are.
Make sure your eyebrows
are.
So you get it. So you get it. Clearly.
Are you located in Baltimore?
No, so we moved from Baltimore to Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm now like officially Southern. I use y'all periodically. Yes. You know, I fit.
I love. Well, are you from the Baltimore area?
I am. So like, I was born and raised in D.C. Went to Hopkins, and like, you know, my husband's University of Maryland, that whole thing. Okay. But I'm a Southern girl at heart, like entirely. Like, love country music. Love like all. Like, I was the girl at the front row of a Chris Young concert in Richmond, right? Black girl, cowboy hat, singing every lyric, and people are like, "What are you talking about?" You know? And I'm like, "You don't know me. Yeah. This is my life."
Right. So. Give our listeners kind of like your elevator pitch of what the business you started and created is.
Yeah. So when I quit my job, I basically quit because what I realized was my friends who were bloggers and New York Times bestsellers and on TV and all that, they were doing a great job doing their craft, which was writing books or being on TV or writing their blog. But they were trash at making money. Like, it just, they had no corporate skills. And frankly, they weren't supposed to be. And a lot of people beat themselves up because they're like, I don't know how to profit from my skills, from my gifts. I just know how to do the thing I do well. And I know that I need, they're all smart enough. Most of us are smart enough to realize I need more money coming from different places, but we don't know how to do it. So that's what I do. I opened up an online school called 1K One Day Academy. And basically that's what I do, is I walk people through education courses, much like college, but it's like the stuff you actually need, where I show you how to do everything from build an online store to sourcing it with products to opening up a business bank account, just like the real skills you need to have, so that that way, if you're an influencer, you're actually getting paid.
That's awesome.
Thanks. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
It does. It's like, you know, the fact that, you know, it's attainable too, you know?
Oh, totally.
It's helping people the steps of what they need to do to, you know.
To get ahead.
To get ahead, yeah.
From a motivational standpoint, let me ask this, kind of asking for a friend here. Someone who wants to start, you know, more of a passion project business. And but I find myself, or my friend finds themselves, questioning, like having days where it's like one day you're more motivated than other days you're like, are people really going to get this? Do they really, is this really something I want to do? You know, what do you tell, you know, your clients, the people you work with, like, yes, continue to believe and get it going.
Yeah. So I know that for a lot of people, the way my brain works is it works corporate style, right? Mm-hmm. So it's more tactical and less emotional, but what's great is that translates into action. So like odds are for you or your friend, you know, like, you know, it's a situation where I wonder if my idea is good enough. Well, the reality is all ideas usually have a home. I mean, right. If you think about it, Steve Jobs, when he held up the iPhone, he didn't invent something new. Phones existed. He just took buttons off of it. You know, right. Like little tweaks can make a whole new thing. So what I would tell that person is, instead of comparing yourself to somebody with big grand ideas who's super accomplished and has already hit $1 million, just realize you can start small. Like you literally just launch it small, see how it goes, then expand and make it bigger. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we just say to ourselves in our brain, it's not going to be successful if it doesn't blow up right away. But the reality is that's not how, and 99% of stuff in business doesn't work out that way. Everything starts small first. Mm-hmm. So odds are you can do it. If you think you can get 100 sales, 10 sales, you can probably get 1 million of them. So start small.
I love it.
Yeah.
What, so the show that you're doing, what can people expect with that? I mean, especially right. Like your dynamic with your husband, and tell us all about that.
Well, so my husband's not a cool kid, right? Like he doesn't look like this in a hat. He's a round Jewish lawyer, kind of shaped like a bowling pin, but I'm into that. So it works, you know, like it's like it sexy. Works out well. Very hot. Very hot. I'm into his brain. So that said, our show is a little bit of both sides. You know, I'm a working mom, right? So I'm spending time in the office. I'm on stage. I have these top celebrity clients. I'm building businesses, making a multi-millions. But then I go home and I can't get my kids to shower regularly. You know, I can't get them to get their lives together. I can't get my, you know, 18-year-old to move out of my house. You know, I mean, these are all the things that every mom deals with. And it's hilarious to watch, you know, someone who people think is a boss, you know, not be in charge of anything. So
get home and just get owned by everybody else.
Oh, I totally owned. Totally owned. I mean, I go in and I was just joking yesterday. My 9-year-old comes to me and she's like, so I have to write an article about a famous African-American for Black History Month. And so I'm, of course, coughing like famous. I'm Black.
Come on.
You know, and she looks at me and she's like, yeah, no, I know. Like, I know you're an African-American, you're, you know, but what are you even famous for? Like, what would you even be famous for? Like, she was really like in my face. And I was like, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. What's famous? She was like, well, you don't even have a billboard. Even the kid at the dentist has a billboard. I was like, you know what? You know what? It's fine. So this is what my life is like. You know what I mean? It's like that.
Well, I can't wait to watch it just to see my future with her.
Yes.
Because the other day, Jolie just turned 5. She's like, I'm 5. I can do whatever I want. And I'm like, oh God, here we go.
That's the reality of it. It's like a regular, they get into this I know that phase where it's like, I know things. Because in their brain, they've been here forever at this point. Like, a baby is 3. You know what I mean? A baby's not 5. But I'm like, I literally was fishing your turds out of the bathtub like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, you know? I wiped your ass yesterday. Now all of a sudden you can do whatever you want. Like, what?
All of a sudden you can do whatever you want. That's not how that goes. Like, are you kidding me? But, you know. It's the joy of parenting.
Where can our listeners find you? Because I want to see more of you too. So.
Oh, you're awesome. You can definitely find out more at NicoleWalters.com, but I'm all over social at Nicole Walters, and you can listen to my podcast, the Nicole Walters Podcast.
Oh my goodness. I love you. I'm excited to watch your show. Thanks for coming on. And excited to watch the show. It's going to be awesome.
You're the best. Everyone can watch February 25th at 10:30 p.m. on USA Network.
Awesome. Woo! Thanks, Nicole. We appreciate it big time.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Mark, do we have any emails?
We do. We have some nice emails here. And this first one is from, I believe it's pronounced Janelle. J-E-N-I-L-L-E, Janelle. Recently this past summer, my sister opened up to me about her marriage and the issues they were struggling with. I thought they were making progress. Come to find out over the summer, my brother-in-law said he could not stay in the marriage any longer and left her and the two kids at home. He even started speaking to another woman, but he didn't say anything wrong with that because he was just trying to find himself. Long story short, they've been working on their marriage, they've began couples therapy, he stopped speaking to other women, and he moved back into the family home. My struggle is, how do I move on from the pain he caused my sister? How do I move on and forgive him for leaving his kids and his family and thinking he was doing the right thing? Jana, how did your family ever forgive Mike? Did he ever have a conversation with your family after everything that happened between you two?
I'll go ahead and start with this. Yes. I did have many conversations with, you know, Jana's family, pretty much everyone in her family at some point. And it was very, very difficult. But here's the thing, and this is what everyone in Jana's family told me when I would talk to them about these things. They said, look, we're not happy about this right now. Obviously, we don't approve of what you did, Mike. But at the end of the day, we love Jana. And if Jana chooses to love you, then we'll choose to love you too. Or we'll choose to support her in loving you. So they just watch Jana. They just observe her. They feed off of her energy. And, you know, as the time goes and we have more and more moments together around the family, it gets more and more comfortable. People realize, hey, you know, we can do this. We are doing this. I don't have to be defined by my past actions. And now my relationship with all of them is fantastic, probably better than it's ever been, you know, from a connected standpoint, for sure, with everybody. So, yeah, that's what I would have to say is just look at your sister and feed off of her energy. And it's your job as her sister to, yeah, speak your truth, but also to love and support her in her decisions. And if this is what she wants, then you got to learn to deal with that. Now, if he hasn't talked to you, you do have the right to talk to him about it and express your feelings.
Yeah, I think you have a right for that. And also, on the other side of it, he didn't do anything directly. Like, yes, he hurt your sister, and that's wrong, and that's bad. But he is not your husband, boyfriend, lover. Like, he didn't hurt you. So sometimes if you bring in that negative energy to your sister, that's going to affect your sister's thought process with things. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair either. Is this making sense? Like, it wasn't a personal attack towards her. And so don't take it on as a personal attack.
Right. But it's almost, I make up that it's almost harder, right? Because if you're not directly affected, you don't have that confusion of, but I love this person, but they hurt me type of conflict, like you know, like maybe you have, or you've had in the past with me, where it's like she just sees red or she just sees enemy because she wasn't directly.
Right. So, you know, but it's also not her place to.
No, it doesn't mean she has to go, you know, shooting from the hip and causing shit, but. It's almost easier to be
angry. It's easier angry. It's 1,000% easier for her to be angry, but I just want her to remember that, you know, the best thing you can do for your sister is just show support. And also, if you have feelings and he hasn't talked to you, then be like, hey, is it cool if I have a conversation with him? Because it is a personal thing. It is your sister. But I also, like, try to remember that it's not your life that, yes, it affected it somehow.
You're indirectly affected. You're indirectly affected,
but it's not, you weren't directly affected. I feel like I'm being insensitive, but I hope you guys know what I'm trying to say.
No, it's just being directly versus indirectly effective. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's not Janelle's life. It's her sister's life and decision. So she can have her thoughts, she can have her feelings. Janelle can. She can, you know, express them in a healthy way, but it is her sister's decision. It is her sister's life.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to, you know, you don't have to like it, but if you want to be comfortable, you're going to have to, you know, like, I'm sure there's plenty of times where my mom, you know, did not like Michael, but she still tried. you know, and she still put on the happy face because she knew that I needed that of her.
Mm-hmm.
So now if it continues to happen, then of course you have to have tough love. If you're like, I can't have this in my life anymore. Like I, you know, I have, we have a friend whose sister keeps staying in an abusive relationship. And she's like, I can't keep watching you go through this. That's mm-hmm. a, you know, when it continuously happens, that is affecting your life more. And you, sometimes you're like, I can't have this. I can't be in front of him knowing this is happening. So Mark, do you have anything?
Yeah, I'm not even sure this guy's done anything wrong at all. Mm-hmm. We know that they were having problems and we know they split up and he moved out. We're not even sure, like, he didn't seem to cheat on his wife. Like, I think you just got to be nice to him. You got to follow your sister's lead. If she seems good, you're going to be nice to him. Mm-hmm. You may not mean it, you may not want to, but time's going to make it better. Mm-hmm. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Do we have anything
next,
else?
This is from Danielle. Jana, how do you deal with your anxiety and ways you cope? Since the pandemic, I've noticed I've been getting more anxiety and I've been trying to find ways to deal with it better. I just had my second baby, so I've been home a lot with my family and my husband, but I'm longing for the days to get back to normalcy. Aren't we all, Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
Preach.
Yeah, I hear you, Danielle, and it's been tough. I think what I have to, there's been a few things that I've done even here in Vancouver when I started to get anxiety. I don't know if you're religious, but a lot of times I ask for God to take away my anxiety, to help me with it. I do grounding exercises. So I either count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or I literally count my fingers all the way to 10. I'll go outside, put my feet in the grass. That's a grounding exercise. And it just kind of brings your body back to reality, back to here, back to what's not in your brain happening. Also, another grounding exercise is if you're in a room, listen to things like what's something that you notice right now that you can hear or that you can see or that you can feel. And that, again, grounds you, takes you back. Meditation is really helpful. Therapy, if you do EMDR, that's really good for anxiety, to kind of bring up things that you're needing to cope with. Maybe that's more trauma underneath. And then, you know, get juju with it and get some oils and lavender. And
yeah, just Danielle, honestly, you know, go to Google
and tell someone too, by the way.
Go to Google and just type in search for like mindfulness exercises. And that's just a way to, again, kind of like Jana saying, getting grounded, but it's a way to take your mind and focus it on things that are in front of you right in that moment rather than things that are outside of your control.
Yep. And just know that I always tell them, I'm fine. I'm not dying. I will be okay. And sometimes the best thing that I've ever done for myself is when I do have an anxiety attack, I say, whoever I'm with right now, I'm having an anxiety attack. And the second someone comes in and helps me, or Mike, and he's like, okay, like, what do you, are you okay? Like, what do you need? Sit down. I feel better knowing that I'm not alone. So hope that helps.
All right.
Well, guys, I'm really excited because
when we talk to them next week, we'll be free. Yeah, me too.
And the animals will still be stuck at the zoo, but we'll go wave and say hi.
We'll free them all. Catch us on the news when we free all the animals.
Yeah, we'll be at the Greater Vancouver Zoo letting go of all the monkeys and the tigers.
And then in prison, so.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Later.